Hallelujah. Put your hands together as we thank God for these wonderful children of God who sing more praises unto the Lord. Amen. Now Pastor Pills will take us deeper into the word and higher into the Lord. Lord, please stand as we receive our pastor.
Amen. While you're standing, would you turn to the Old Testament book of Exodus? Old Testament book of Exodus. Amen. Amen. We thank God for all of you. We especially thank God for our children. Amen. Amen. Brother Rico up here holding down the fort. Go ahead. Amen. Amen. And we have the book of Exodus. Let us make our proclamation. Just hold your finger there and hold your Bible high. All over the building. This is my Bible, God's holy word. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I have what it says I have. And today, I submit myself to God that He may prove His word in my life today. Amen. We have Exodus chapter 14. Exodus chapter 14. We're just going to read two verses today. If you have it, say amen. Let's prepare to read verses 13 and 14. Exodus chapter 14, verses 13 and 14. If you have it, say amen. Let us read. And Moses said unto the people, Fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, that he will show you today. For the Egyptian you have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. Amen. You may be seated. The presence of the Lord. Amen. This is such a time that the word of the Lord has to come real in our life. We have to know and understand that the word of God is not just written for us to have fairy tales, but everything in the Bible is true. How many of you know that? Everything in the Bible, and it is written as a guideline so it may come to pass in our life at this very time. We realize that even on today, we have people who, well, first of all, let me just give you some background. Here it is, the children of Israel have been in slavery for over 400 years, approximately 430 years. They have been in slavery, which means they have learned to work within the system. Somebody say system. They have been adapted to do everything according to the laws of the land. And the people have adjusted their dreams. They have adjusted their hopes and all of their desires according to the system. Say system. My topic on today is it's time to get rid of the system. Look at one of your neighbors and say, neighbor, let's get rid of the system. Amen. And the Egyptians, they were the children of Israel, they were into the Egyptian system so that nobody dreamed beyond what was available to them. Mind you again, 430 years in slavery, and their dream did not go beyond the system. They all were just squashed. They wouldn't even think that they could break out. But the Lord wants me to know today, how many of you are ready to break out? Amen. How many of you are ready to break out and get it on in the Lord? Amen. See, let me tell you, it's the closed mouth that don't get fed. All right? Because if you want something from the Lord, he's standing at the window and taking orders. Hallelujah. Here it is. 430 years they've been working within the system, but now God sends a deliverer and he tells them, I am about to change the system for you. I'm kicking off the ceiling so now that you can dream beyond your wildest dream. Now you can reach beyond your arm's length. You can reach to my arm's length. And all you got to do is get rid of the system. You got to get the limitation out of your mind and off your God, and you got to reach higher and think farther than you ever been before. Tell your neighbor, get rid of the system. The children of Israel, they were squashed in their dreams, and they wouldn't dare upheaval the system, because they thought, why should I dream like that when nothing like that has ever happened to anybody that I know? Why would I just look like and act like God is now going to start answering prayers when he hasn't answered prayers for all of my ancestors? Why would I think that I'm part of the generation that God is going to send heaven's blessing? I dare not think that, but I came to kill a demon today. The devil is a lie. If you want God to answer your prayer, you got to first pray and pray with a vision. The children of Israel had gotten to the point of praying visionless prayers, empty prayers, praying because it was the norm and not because they expected an answer. And it said today, we as children of God gather week after week, Sunday after Sunday, and don't expect God to move anytime, because in times past, we haven't seen him move. But I came to declare today, I am a witness that God is alive and he's answering prayer even now. Do you know he answered prayer? Do you know he's raining down blessings? Did he take you beyond the system? The children of Israel are sitting there. And some of us in this very day are within the system. We don't want to think beyond our paychecks, our welfare checks, or whatever kind of check we can get. We don't want to think beyond that because our minds have been locked within the system. But the word says it like this. Fear ye not. Don't be afraid to dream out of the box. Don't be scared to tear the box down. God has things for you that you have not reached for because you're scared. But I ain't scared of nobody, because God said you shall have whatever you say. Children of God, it's time today. We need to get out of the system. Who says you can't do this? Who said you can't do that? God said, I'm bringing you out of the system. Are you ready to go? Some of us start out and we dream about dreams that we won't even fill out applications for, because nobody in our family has ever worked there before. But I came to tell you, you need to go and put in that application. You need to go and get that degree. You need to go and apply for that house. Apply for what you want. Thus said the Lord, you shall have whatever you say. I love what the children came in when they were singing. I'm going in the enemy's camp and I'm taking back what he took from me. Did Satan take anything from you? Has he taken anything from you? Then you ought to go in the system and take it back. I got any warriors in here this morning? I got anybody that want to fight this morning? Look in the word. Moses told them. He told the people, fear not. I came to tell you, St. John, look at here. You ain't stuck. We learned about that. But you have to think beyond the box. You have to dream beyond what Alton has for Do you know Alton is not the only sacred ground that God has? If you are living in an apartment and you want a house, Psalms 23 and 1 says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. God's children, it bothers me that the children of God are not hungry enough to do what it takes to get your prayers answered. We think three prayers at the table and maybe one Bible study a year was going to cut the grease. Baby, that don't cut it. You got to talk to God 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. You got to let God know, God, I'm serious about what I'm asking you for. Who wants to get out of the system? Even today we sit down, I want to get out. I want to get out. Please. You did more hollering for that than for Michael Jackson than you did that time. Who wants to get out of the system? Yeah. The children of Israel are sitting there, and Moses is telling them, I know you're scared because you've never been here before. But guess what? God was waiting for you to get hungry enough to say, Father, here I am. Bless me, God. Yeah. Children of Israel standing at the gate. And many of us are at the gate of blessings, and we are so scared that when the blessing gate open up, we won't know what to do on the other side. But St. John, I'm ready to go on the other side and get blessed in. I'm ready to go through the blessing gate and have showers of blessing poured on my head. Are you ready to go with me? The children of Israel is about to get delivered. And they think about, but when we were in Egypt, we had some oranges. And we had some leaves. And now you're talking about going in the promised land. I don't think they got nothing over there. Many of us today are sitting there. But Lord, what if I put in an application for the job and I don't get it? My feelings are going to be hurt. What, Lord, what if I try to go get the house and they tell me I don't make enough money? God, what if I step up and they turn me down? Second Chronicles 20 and 15 says it like this. The battle is not yours, but it is the Lord's. All you got to do is put the legwork in. God is in charge of breaking down the doors. All you got to do is stand there. And as long as you stand there, how do I stand? You stand there as long until you get what you're standing there for. God will do the blessing. All you got to do is that standing. Do I have anybody in here that can stand on the word of God? You can stand there until he breaks the wall for you. You stand there until he kicks the ceiling open for you. And when you get tired of standing, get on your knees and stay there until God comes through for you. Do I have anybody that need God to open the door? Be seated in his presence. That's our challenge on today. Moses told the people, fear ye not, but stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. We're waiting for God to move a lot of things for us. But I want you to know God will move when we start praying. God will move when we start doing those things that will move his hand. God will move when we start showing God that we can be faithful and dependable. We can't let some little heat stop us from praying. That's not serious. We can't let a little sun stop us from moving forward. That's not praying. We can't even stop when people talking about us, that's not praying. But the call is to go ye forward and let God open those doors. Go ye forward. Forget what is behind you. Press toward the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. And church, we need to be found pressing today. We need to be found pressing against the system. Who gonna press today? When they tell you you don't make enough money, you need to press. When they tell you you ain't old enough, you need to press. When they tell you you too old, you need to press. When they tell you you don't have enough education, you need to press. And then after you press, the Bible said you are to stand still and see the salvation of God. Tell your neighbor, ain't no fear up in here. Tell them, ain't no fear up in here. Ain't no fear up in here. I came to get what God's got for me. And ain't no devil in hell gonna hold on to my stuff. I came to get it in the name of Jesus. I love it what he says here. Verse 14. The Lord shall fight. It didn't say he might fight. He's getting ready to fight. He said the Lord shall fight. That's your guarantee. The Lord said, as long as you stand, I'll fight for you. God don't want no coward or no wimpy children. He wants you to stand through the rain. He wants you to stand through the heat. He wants you to stand when they love you. Stand when they talk about you. But when you stand, he will open doors. It is the Lord's fight. All he wants to do is have a cheering section. God said, I need you to cheer for me. I need you to let the devil know, you better watch out. My God is on your track, baby. You better know I ain't no wimpy Christian. I'm one of his saints. And I'm going to say, go, Lord. Yeah, Lord. Do it, Lord. Yeah, God. Yeah, God. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. God wants a cheering section when he works for you. He wants a cheering section when he go for you. He wants a cheering section when he's on the battlefield for your soul. Who in here can throw God out a cheer? What's the highest praise? What's the highest praise? What's the highest praise? I came to tell you today, this is the day that God breaks us out of the system. This is the day that deliverance shall come to this house. And if you're ready for deliverance, give him the highest praise. If you're ready for deliverance, give him the highest praise. If you want God to fight for you, give him the highest praise. And the scripture in Joshua 10 and 14 says it like this. And there will be not another day like this day. There wasn't like it before it. And there will never be another day like it. In other words, the word says it like this. You need to declare and decree in your life right now. I ain't taking no more mess. I ain't going back to Egypt. This is the day that the Lord has blessed, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has delivered me, and I will not go back into Egypt. Not another day, not another minute, not another hour. God has delivered me, and I will stand on his word. Thank God I'm delivered. Today, if the system has you bogged down, you need to break out. Quit talking about what you cannot do. The battle is not yours. It is God's. Quit talking about what you don't have. The battle is not yours, but it's God's. Quit talking about where you cannot go. The battle is not yours, but it's God's. Don't brag on yourself, but today is the day you need to brag on your God. Today is the day you need to talk about, there was a Red Sea in my life, but my God parted that Red Sea and I came out on the other side. There was a day when I was in the lion's den and they licked their lips, but I thank God when I woke up in the morning, God had shut down the lion and I came out with no scratches. There was a day that I was on my deathbed, but the Lord spoke and he raised me up and gave me another chance. Hallelujah. And then we have a covenant that is better than all other covenants. For Jesus said it like this: ask, seek, and knock. For to everyone that asks, they receive. For everyone that knocks, the door shall open. And for everyone that seeks, God will be found. So, church of God, how bad do you want it? How bad do you want it? If you want to get out of the system, the Lord wants to hear your voice. If you want to break out into a new level, the Lord needs to hear your voice. Find the word of God and stand on the word. Stand on the word of God. Moses told him, stand there. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. This is the day that the Lord asks you right now, what word are you standing on? Do you have a word of God that will break you out of the system? Or do you just want to stay within the walls of Alton, within the walls of St. John? I came to challenge your faith today. God doesn't want you with no Sunday school religion. He wants to break you out of the system so you can stand up as a miracle. You can stand up as a witness. He wants you to be able to stand and say, I know what it looks like, but my God is able to deliver. And even if he doesn't, he is well able to deliver me. As I prepare to go to my seat, child of God, it's time for us to break out of the system. We've been held down too long. You ought to pull out your checkbooks and declare and decree, I will never be broke another day in my life. I'm going to give y'all a few minutes. We're going to make some declarations here this morning. We're about to kill us some demons up in the house today. The Lord told me to tell you, this is a day. There's never been another day like it, and there won't ever be another day. God is about to break open the system. Are you ready to bust out of the system? If you got a checkbook, hold it up. If you don't have your checkbook, raise up some paper and repeat after me, as God is my witness. As God is my witness, I will never be broke another day in my life. Oh, come on, church. Come on, church. Raise up your checkbook or raise up some paper. See, y'all don't want nothing because you're still sitting down. But in the name of Jesus, declare, repeat after me. In the name of Jesus, I declare I will never be broke another day in my life. Now I know y'all seen this on television, but the Lord told me to declare right now. Come on, get your right hand out. say, y'all don't want none. That's why you're still sitting down looking like you're silly. Pull out your right hand. Some of y'all know how to pull on a slot machine, but now you about to pull on a Holy Ghost machine. Put your right hand out and repeat after me. Money cometh to me now. Church, do it. Money cometh to me now. In the name of Jesus. All right. Hallelujah. Come on, church. See, y'all don't want none. You ain't hungry yet. You ain't hungry yet. Uh-huh. The right hand is the hand of power. Moses already said it. He said, fear not and stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. All right. So we want to be delivered, don't we? We want to get out of the system, don't we? Now, if you don't need no money, you sit down. And if, then let me tell you, the scripture says money answereth all things. If it's a thing or a thing, money will answer it. You ready? Hold them right hands out. You ready? Repeat after me. Money! Money! Come on to me now in the name of Jesus. All right, hold it out again. Let's put it all together. One, two, three. Money! Come on to me now in the name of Jesus. One more time, one more time. Hit it, church. Money! Come on to me now. In the name of, put your hands together and shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Y'all don't expect something coming. Y'all awful quiet. You mighty quiet up in here. The children of Israel couldn't shout until they saw the rivers parted. I don't know about you, but the Lord hit me in Sunday school. And I'm like, oh, I can't let this go. So children of God, I don't know about you, but if it takes a holler to make it get here quicker, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. How many of you got your expectations up? How many of you ready to take a dance in the name of the Lord Jesus? Hallelujah. How many of you came to get your praise on? Look at your neighbor and say, I might look crazy, but you're going to look crazy at me. I'm waiting on breakthrough. Are you waiting on breakthrough? Are you waiting on breakthrough? Are you ready on breakthrough? Jesus, come on, y'all. Put your hands together. Make some noise in this house. Hallelujah! We going in the enemy's camp and we taking back what he took from us. Hallelujah! I need a praise party up in here. I need somebody to say glory. I need somebody to say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You got 2 minutes. You got 2 minutes to get your praise on. You got 2 minutes. You got your 2 minutes. You got 2 minutes. You got 2 minutes. You got 2 minutes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. some of us are here, and you're saying, Pastor is trying to give us some pipe dreams, but I'm not for that. Say, I got to hold on to my senses. But just let me get a few witnesses in here. See, some of us know that God can pay bills when you ain't got no money. If God has ever paid a bill for you, I need you to wave your hand. Some of us know that when you can't get to the medicine cabinet, God is a healer above all healers. Some of us know in the midnight hour, when you don't have nobody to talk to, the word of God says, I stick closer than any brother. And if you call on me, I will come and rock you to sleep. Do you know God will rock you to sleep? And then there's some of us that know when your cupboard is bare and you can't get to the grocery store, when you put your prayer up before the Lord, He'll tell you to set the table and it'll walk some food that you ain't never seen before. God will feed you when you're hungry. And then there's some of us that know when you want some clothes and you ain't got no money to buy them, God will send some clothes to your front door, and He won't let nobody know that you didn't buy them. He just gave them to you. Will God put clothes on your back? Will God put clothes on your back? Church, God wants to get rid of the system, but you've got to let go of the system in your mind so God can raise you up another level. Who's ready to go higher in the Lord? Who's ready to go higher in the Lord? Then if you're ready, I need you to say, higher, Lord. I need you to say, higher, Lord. Higher, Lord. Higher, Lord. That's why your Lord and my God came through 42 generations to get us out of the system. That's why He let them beat them all night long to get us out of the system. That's why He allowed them to put Him on the cross so we could get out of the system. That's why He laid in the grave two nights and a day. But early, can you say early? Early Sunday morning, He got rid of the system because He got up with all power in His hand. All power. St. John, today, there will never be another day like this. There will never be another day like this. But this is the day that we have declared and decreed. And I don't know about you, but Moses said, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Stand still. For the battle is not yours. The battle is not yours. The battle is not yours. But the battle is God's. The battle is God. The battle is God. Who's ready to receive today? Who's ready to receive today? The doors of the church are open. You may come by letter, Christian experience, candidates for baptism.